home at bay, just let us go quickly over the Gemara to learn Pesach Chat in the Gemara. The Gemara said, what's the song called Pesach Vava Medalit? Laina said, it's Yufta Barapuna Bereder of Yeshua. Our Mishnah is a Yufta Barapuna Bereder of Yeshua. The Yidma, we learned Porif Ka'imed, Rapapa Omar Musa Barapuna Bereder of Yeshua Omar also. Omar Lachar Barapuna Bereder of Yeshua, Maika Moisam, Benichnas Biyoyse. It does not mean that there's an equal space between each put, a space equivalent to the Reichab Ashput. It means there's a space that you could easily slide in the Reichab of the Shput. So in other words, there is a greater space between the Shputim, the Reichab Avir, Bein Ashputim is greater than the Reichab Ashputim. So the Gemara asked, what Efshel is Samson? So Rashi said, Shasta, why should you say such a thing? The Gemara understood that the only reason he said it because it's impossible they should be accurate. Ravami said, no, not I'm saying it because it's impossible to be accurate. I'm making a kimte that it's the madif. He was madif, the mokim aponi, the space, that the roichav of the space is greater than the roichav of the shpudim. Rava Omar, so we'll say, maybe she'ain ma.
Rava Omar, Rava said, afilu teime b'she'ain madif, even though it is not speaking about the Ismadi, from Hoyin the Sunim Shesi, Naisnan Orev, Orev Naisnan Shesi. So let us see the Taisvis for Efshel Atamsim, and then we'll go back to the previous Taisvis to learn the Chalik we had skipped over. For Efshel Atamsim, Kasal Kedaitach, the Hod the Kamataritz, Benichnas Vyaitse, Ochi Kamataritz. Kol kemoisei, if it says kemoisei, benichnes v'yaitzei, it means that it's a little bit, there's more space between the shpudim. Dein derech letzamtzei. And then the Gemara asks for efshel letzamtzei. Uktoni masnisen kemoisei, efshel letzamtzei, uktoni masnisen kemoisei, kshayre, v'havalei poritz kaimit. Umishani, omaravami, b'madiv. Masnisen loy arshe, b'tzumtzomim, kach perish bekuntres. Because the angel sugya the hashas she'ein ela kemeishiv dei nechoshes bekushe shaloi the loyelam airi benichnas v'yoytze. He had said in the beginning it's speaking about nichnas v'yoytze, and he says, why should you say such a thing? It's efshel atzamtzim. He says, no, I'm saying such a thing. That's not the derech hashas. V'yesh loyma. So Tosis wants to say apidarkei shel Rashi b'madiv shemarbe bepesel. He's putting more schach ad shemechasa hashpudim. That the schach, which is going in the same direction of the shpudim, is, he did not only fill the space in between, he covered also a chelek of the reichev hashpud. V'nimtza schach kosher rabba al schach posel umavatloi. So it comes out that this more schach, this is the chelik of the schach kosher, which is over. The reichev hashpud is mevatel the shpud. Ubeinyin ze perish bekuntres bederov. Rashi said, dishtik teire as the pas bittel. In Rav's teretz, im hoyin esunim shasi nois nemorim. Lahai Perushe Samamele, so the teretz of Madif is Ravami said Madif, it's going in the same direction with the Shpudim, and it's Mavatal them because he lays it over the Shpudim. And the Rav says it's going in a perpendicular direction. If it's Oyeshasi, nice to know it. So what is the difference between Rav and Ravami? Lahai perusha kamashmalon rove de be madif loy mahani. That they wouldn't be matar asuke if stamazoi they put it over, it lapped over the shpudim also. Mishim de zimnim de lava daite la yarbe bekosha. Maybe he'll won't remember to overlap a little more. Aval kshemishane la niach kein shasi vere vi epsher shalo yarbe. If he puts it perpendicular, he has to be marbe. Because else it won't hold. Umiyu kosher lahai girse. This whole thing, the ain doime she is battle schach posel bekosher. The whole shtek teure that Rashi said, that's a pas bittel. If you lay schach kosher over schach posel, so Taisu says, I don't think it becomes bottle. Ava pisha kosher roiv. Given the ain mo rovim zeboze, but since it's not mixed up, v'niker kol echad b'fnei atzma, each one is niker, k'moy shepesh b'kuntres tach shechofton delel she'irvon, v'einoy niker hayni u posel, v'einoy u kosher. We It mentioned that when we don't have this in our Rashi, but Tosfos seems to have this in Rashi Daftes Amid Beis, that Rashi said explicitly, Ve'einai Niker, Hai Niyu Posel, Vai Niyu Kosh. Al Koponim, so Tosfos holds that it won't work. Samazai laying some Schach Kosher over the Schach Posel will not be Mevato, the Schach Posel. The Girsis Rabbeinu Tam Iker, the Goras for Yevsher Litzamtsaim Kedefrishis. Now, let us go back to the previous Taisvis. Elekloime Yevsher. We should start. This is where the previous Taisvis. It's in the middle of the Taisvis. Efsha b'shum inyan elakloima. This is how Taisvis says pshat according to Benetam. Kloima. Efsha b'shum inyan. Efsha letamtzim. They have a girsa. Efsha letamtzim. So what's the kasha? I efsher b'shum inyan shelo yehi avir mashehu bein aschach l'shpud k'shememalei b'hakosher oisai molei nichnas v'yoytze dein eidoichi kol kach hakosher l'kar v'yetze l'aposel shelo yehi avir mashehu bein hakosher l'aposel. The Gemara said, what did you tell me? You tell me they made a space a little bigger. So Memela, since the spaces are a little larger than the width of the Shpudim, so there's more Schach Kosher than Shpudim. So the Gemara says, Yevshel Tzamtzam, when you put it in Schach Kosher, you don't fit it in snugly, that there shouldn't be Avir between the Schach Kosher and between the Schach Kosher and the Shpudim. A person doesn't do like that. So usually you still have a space in between. So that means even though you were moisif in the area between the shpudim, that means that the reichev or avir bein shpudim is a little more than the reichev of the shpudim, afal pikein, lemais, when you'll put down schach, will be the same amount of schach like shpudim, because the schach does not go flush till the schach does not fit completely in the whole avir. So there's still avir and shpudim, and that is the same size of the schach. So it's weiter poritz ka'oimin. As we'll see in the next Taisvis, and if you hold that it is speaking about that they are the same, so since there's always Avir, so it's Poritz Merubah Loimin. So then, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, Yevshel Litzamtzim, it's impossible to fill it up completely, the spaces. So Lemaise, you're always losing some space, which becomes Mitzuruf to the Schach Posel. So weiter, it's either Oimid Poritz Koimid or Poritz Merubah Loimin. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, "Bemadif kloima." You're right. If he would just put the schach kosher in the middle, so you're right. He won't fill up the complete middle, and there'll be a problem. But it is speaking about bemadif kloima at shebo min hakosher al hashpudim shemikan o mikam, that he puts the schach kosher, it overlaps the shpudim. Sheniskas is what you accomplish, and iskas the kola avir. If it's overlapping on the shpudim also, so then the whole avir is covered. That means if you put it next to the shpud, so you can't put it mamish next to the shpud, so there's avir ben tayim. So mamele, you didn't accomplish anything. But if it overlaps over the shpud, so then we can be assured that the avir is completely covered. So mamele, we accomplish what we had to accomplish. The Rove Mishani da Filo Teima Einon Madifin, im Hoyen Asunim Shesi, Nois Namorit. Yet, also the same thing. Then, Yevshe Shalo Yiskasa Kola Avil. If, Shakosher Nismach Beposel, since the Kosher Nismach Beposel, so our Kolchok, the whole Avil, Bein Akosher Leposel, is Mesuchich. Inami, Davki Shesi Vorev Mahani Lerove. Maybe, not it's another Ikimti, could have it, bei Madif or Shasib Yorub. Maybe Rabo Zabke Shasib or Mani Lerobe. Aber bin Yenache Loi, die Gosrin in Shem Loi Yadiv. Verkehrt, Yadiv, you have to remember to be Madif. Aber Shasib Yorub, wie Efshe, bei Loi Adofesh, Loi Yipala Koshel. Lefiza Loi Garsin in Kamai Shekosu, bei Roi Vasform, Oma Rova, Afilu Teima Bishayne Madif. Afilu Teima Shayne Madif means Abo Madif is also a good terrace, but I can tell you, Afilu Teima Shayne Madif. No. Rabbi said it's only speaking about Shasi Verev. Now let's get back to the next Isis, where we left off. V'neichelafi girsosa is according to the Rabbi Netam's girse, that the kasha is v'yevshel etzamtzam. The kasha was another kasha that is always avir between the schach kosh and the shpudim. So according to this girsa, lekaima hashte Rabbi Ami v'rov v'lishnui kemanda oma poritz koyim et osa. That means according to Rashi, we ask the kasha, and Rav Huna b'Reid Rabbi Yeshua, he holds poritz koyim et osa. So how is it good? So we said a teretz v'nichnas v'yoyte. Then we ask the kasha on that. So he said a teretz of Madif, or the Rabbi said a teretz of Shasi Borev. So the whole shakla v'tai of the sugi is going to fan for Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, which in Yesod is very modern, because you don't pass to let Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. So why is everyone metapel to be miyashiv the Mishnah according to him, Rav Ami, Rav? But according to Lekulu, but according to Rabbi Netam, Lekaima hashte Rab Ami v'rov l'shnui k'madoma poritz kai medosu. The lekulu komrin in hoche ach pirche diavshul etzamtzim. According to the Rabbi Netam, the kosh is shver according to everyone. Because I feel you hold poritz kaimed is good, but you don't have poritz kaimed, you have poritz merubal oimed, because the oimed is not flush next to the schach. To the shpudim. So in Mele, you have shpudim plus a little aver. So al kochoch, you have poritz merubah loimin. Aber legirsus hakuntris, but according to Rashi, shat kai mahash lushni, command doma poritz kaimed also, the whole sugi is going to fa'em for rabhune b'reidi, if shu holds poritz kaimed is also, v'ayne de loike hilchese. V'ayne de loike hilchese. V'ayne de loike hilchese. V'ayne de loike hilchese. Okay, that is the end of that sugya. Now we'll go further. We hear in the Mishnah, he was Mesachech, Bishpudim, Oy Baruchay Samite. Now, Aruchay Samite, where the Perish Chai gives a nice picture, these are the sideboards of a mita. And so the Gemara held that the sideboard of a mita is a Shever Keli. That means it's not a complete mita. So it's not a Dovah Mekabel Tumah. If you have a mita which is attached, so memel it's a mekabel tumah, but if you only have a sideboard of a mita, so it's not mekabel tumah, so it's not schach posel. So what's tamazei the problem? It's schach kosher. So the Gemara says leimim misayilei l'rabami bar tevyumi. The Omer Rabami bar tevyumi, Rabami bar tevyumi said sichicho bivloi kalim psula. Rabami bar tevyumi said if you had begodim, let's say big day pishtan. So what's wrong with Big Day Pishton? It's Gedulei Karka. Now the whole problem is with Big Day Pishton is that they're Mekabel Tumah. So what'll be if they're less than the Shir Kabbalah's Tumah, they're less than Sholosh Al Sholosh Etz Boys. So then you have a Gedulei Karka, which is not Mekabel Tumah. So theoretically, you could go with Shmatis, you should be able to be Mesachich Yosukim. So Rab Ami Bat Abiyumi said, Sichecha Bivloi Kalim Psula, if a person was Mesachech the Sukkah with Begodim, which don't have the Shir Kabbalah's Tum, it's less than Gimel Al Gimel Tfochim, it's possible mi the Rabbonim, because the Rabbonim were Geyser, since when there was a complete Begir, there was Mekabel Tum, so Chazal said that even though now it's not Mekabel Tum anymore, the Psul of Sichech remains. Exeira the Rabbonim. So Memela, so that we have a raya from our Mishnah. Aruchei Samita is also a Shever Keli. You don't have a Mita anymore. So this is not Mekabel Tumah. But since it comes from a Dovah Mekabel Tumah, so Memela, it's possible to say, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bivloi Kelim, Lekama Meforish B'matloni Yois, speaking about small bits of cloth, she'ein bem sholish al sholish, that they're not three as boys or three as boys. The afal gav da ashta loy mekabli tumme, even the mekli also, but since it originates from a beggar that was mekabli tumme, gosu bo rabonam. So memele, aruch eis nami, hashta loy mekabli tumme, nasa mekabli tumme, loy chozi lemidi, it's not roy for anything now, so it doesn't have a shame mita, elamikli kosa, no, it's posala sache, because it originates from a mita. So tzaraya terabami baltav yumi. Omar, so the Gemara says, no, it's not raya. Kida omar rabchanon omar rebi, no, it could be the aruches amite that our Mishnah is speaking about are similar to the aruches amite of Rab Chaman Omer Rebbe spoke about, and that is ba'arucho ushtei kra'ayim b'ktzoro ushtei kra'ayim. That they said they were a different Mishnah that it is speaking about an arucho ushtei kra'ayim. So we have the Perish Chai here is a beautiful picture. That the Asai the Aruches and Sai the Ktsoris had the Kra'ayim, the Kra'ayim of the Aruches and the Ktsoris were able, that there were holes in them that Sai the Ktsoris fit into it and Sai the Aruches fit into it. So you have here one Aruche b'shtei Kra'ayim, or aktzora b'shtei kra'ayim, and we will see, and this is roi lekabel tume. Even though it is only a chelik of a mita, it's mekabel tume. K'dom rabchan omer rabbi baruch shtei kra'ayim b'ktzora shtei kra'ayim, mochanami baruch shtei kra'ayim b'ktzora shtei kra'ayim. What does Rashi say? Baruch shtei kra'ayim imo, lekama meforish lamai chozi. What is it, roi, how is it usable? It's not usable anymore. What can you do with one sideboard of a bed and 2 feet? Ktzoro isem asher baroichev amito tzad merashi ser, margalo iser. These are the headboard and the footboard. Heichi itmer da Rab Chanan omer Rebbe. Where do we find this memory of Rab Chanan omer Rebbe? So the Gemara says, ahodisna. We learn a Mishneh, mito. Tisnan, we learned mita metamo chavilo. Rabbi Lezer holds a mita, a bed, is only mekabel tume when it is chavilo, and all the parts are together. Biyachad. Umetaheres chavilo. And also, second chiddush, that if you want to be metair a mita, let's say the mita was mekabel tume when it was ganz, and now you took it apart, and you want to toivel it now in the mikveh, so that won't help. Because the matzev, when it's apart, the tumeh is non-existent. It's only bekoyech the tumeh, it's not bepoyel. Because it's not a mita anymore. If you want to be metair it, so you have to go and put it back together, then the tumeh is then you vayta a mita tmeh, and then you can be metair it. So, divrei Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer holds that amit is metame chavilo, metaheres chavilo. V'chachomim oimrim, but the chachomim say, no, metames eivorim, and metaheres eivorim. It could be mekabel tume, an eiver of amite, a part of amite is mekabel tume, and you could be metayer, also a part, an eiver of amite, eivorim. My nihu, now which eiva are we speaking about that could be mekabel tume or it could be metayer? Omar avchonon, omar rebi, that he said it under chachamim. Arucho ushtei kra'ayim, the sideboard with 2 feet, or ketzoro ushtei kra'ayim. Lemai chozye, what can one do with one sideboard? Lemismachina aguda, so there's a beautiful picture in the Perish Chai. Lemismachina aguda, you can go the bottom picture. Yeah. Lemismachina aguda, you put it near a wall. ולמסב עליו, then you could lay on it, ומשתי אשלי. And you can go, so the Peirush, let us see Rashi. Rashi explains what you do over here. למסמכינן אגודה, לקלבון עצל הקויסל, you bring it close to a wall. Now the next word is agrais. Harcheik, kemloi roichev mita, that it's far away from the wall, kemloi roichev mita. Now we had holes in the Karei Hamita, which the Aruches Hamita went into the Ktzorah went into. So now we'll take this one sideboard, v'noisen eitzim, and they'll take some wood min hakra'ayim. And they'll brace the sideboard with these wood. He'll brace it next to the wall. By the head and the foot of the sideboard. And he can go and now he'll take rope. And he'll go and make like some sort of a spring that one can lay on top of it. He'll weave with the rope. He'll make a siruk. V'ruyel mishkov. Now you can lie on top of it. You lie on the rope. U'metamei medras. And it's metamei medras. The bekitzer, before we see the oimek advarim, but al kaponim, our Gemara says. We see from our Gemara that in order for an aruche to be mekabel tume, it has to be chazi for something. It has to have some use. Perhaps it doesn't have to have a shimush gomor, but al kaponim, some sort of a shimush it has to have. So the Gemara says, an aruche shtek ra'ayim can be used to sleep on. Can sleep on. Shas atak, you can use it to sleep on. Agavuche, before we see Taisvis, we have on the side, Ayim Perish Ha'oruch. The Oruch Lamaisa says a different pshat. The Oruch says as follows, that we had learned before how they used to spin threads. We had a picture before in the Perish Chai, on the Gemara, on the Afyud Beis, on the Beis. They had over here how they used to go and spin threads. Now, when they used the spindle that was used to spin threads, they had to make sure that it had to be high off the ground, because that was how they spun the threads from the wool or the flax. They used to spin the threads, so they had to make sure that the spindle was higher from the ground. So they used to. So the Oruch says pshat that they took an arucha, they took one sideboard, they put it next to a wall, and they braced it on the wall, and they sat on top of it. So Memele, he was able, so that he was high off the ground, he could use it for this, so it has some use. In Grad, the Lashon comes out very good, according to the Oruch. L'may chozi, l'mismachina aguda, you lean it on a wall. It seems perhaps the wall was too high. Who knows how, but maybe the wall reached the roof. He couldn't sit on the wall. So he braced this against the wall. Ulemesa valayu, and you can sit on top of it. Umishta ashli, you could spin with it. You could spin threads with it. So it's usable. You can sit on top of it. It's a tall, the karayim are tall. So you're able to sit on top of this with some stomach taller than a chair. Oh, maybe they didn't have chairs in those days. Al kaponim, this was an oifen how one was able to spin threads. That's how the Oruch learns pshat. Now let us see Tosfos. Ba'arucha ushtei kra'ayim, b'ktzora ushtei kra'ayim. The Gemara asked the kasha, why are the aruches hamite Mekabel tume? Why they posel the sache? It's eis mita. Gemara says no. It's speaking about you have a sideboard with 2 feet, and the mele. And this says this is chazi l'shimush. Bikzoro ushtei krai. So Taisu says, number one, Sugye dishmaitin k'Rav Nechemya. Our whole Sugye is going according to k'Rav Nechemya. The Rabbonon loy metami barucha ushtei krai. According to the Rabbonon, it will never become tami. Why? This nan b'meseches keilim perik yutches. Mite shahoyso tmeya medres. He had a mitzvah that was tmei and nedres. Nitlo tzoro ushtei kra'ayim. If the tzoro was taken away, the mitzvah is still tamei. Arucha ushtei kra'ayim. The arucha was taken away. Tahira, basis, everything is toyer. It's ice meat anymore. You lost your mitzvah. The mitzvah is garnished now. The arucha is garnished. It's nothing. It's toyer. The Rav Nechemya metamei. Rav Nechemya is metam. So, if our Gemara holds now, let's try to see what it says there. So, it says over there, according to the Chachamim, as soon as you take away an arucha or shtei kroel, so it's oismita, it's finished. So, there's no Kabbalah, the fakel, the tumah that was on it goes off, it's oiskeli. It's like a sheva keli and finish, so it can't be mekabel tum anymore. So our Gemara cannot go according to the Chachamim. Rav Nechemya metame. Rav Nechemya says no, it's still tame. So number one, it's going according to Rav Nechemya. Number two, Vidavke. Now Taisva says this one. Rav Nechemya says it's tame is speaking about shekol hamita kayemes. All the parts of the mita are around. The kula shaloda mechot, and they all belong to one person. She saifai lachzer ulechabro. Eventually, he's going to put them back together again. So memele. So since it is oimed to be put back together, this mita is oimed to be put back to be together. So now it still has a shame mita. It's a mita. It's not put together, but it has a shame mita because the parts are here and it's oimed to be put together. Avo. Im nevad miktsosa, but what will the halacha be if one of the parts got lost? Oy shel shnei b'nei adam, or what happens if the parts belong to two different people and they decided to make a chalukah? So finished. He took his arucha, the other one took his arucha, and finished. They won't come together. Yeah, oy shel shnei b'nei adam. Hoyel the ain soifon lachzer chabro, since it will not be put back together, tvei afile ika rucha shteik raim ktzor shteik raim teira. It's teira. How do I know this? Kedis nan b'meseches keilim perik yutches b'perik shloisha shochlo maisinin lo mito she nignevo chetzia, a mito that half of the mito got stolen. Oisha avda chetzia, her half got lost. Chalkua achim oishutfim tahira. So it's toil. Now, who is this Mishnah going according to? According to the Chachamim, you don't have to steal anything. According to the Chachamim, as long as it was separated, it's toil. You can have all the pieces in front of you. So Kochach is going according to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds that even though the arucha was taken away, it's still tamei. So it's saying that is dafke if the parts are around and it's aimed to be put back together. Yeah, chakulachim meshutim teire herziruha. What happens if, let's say, it was stolen? So finished. So it's ois mita now. Herziruha. Now later they found the ganiv and now herziruha. Is mekabeles tume mikan ulahaba. So it's mekabel tume mikan ulahaba. That means that was a tahare. If there was a zman that it was not oimed to become put back together, so memele, so that's called it's a sheva keli. It's oismita. Later they found the part again. So now it's mekabel tume mikan ulahaba. Now, so we have to understand. One thing. Taisvis brings a Mishnayis and Masechtas Kalim, and on that it is speaking about that all the parts are around and it's aimed to be put back together, and then it's Mekabel Tumah. Fine.
So, l'chayich, we have to understand, so what's pshat? So pshat is, all the parts are round, and it's able to be makabel tumah. So it's, we have the mita, that we have, the mita is still here. The mita was taken, the mita is here. Fine? So we have to understand, so what is our sugya speaking about? That's pshat in our sugya, Taisi says, our gemara is going to come from Nechemi. So our sugya speaking about l'may chozi. What can you use it for? What can you use it for? The Gemara says, you know, you can use the aruch if you'll put it near a wall and you'll take two sticks and you'll take some rope. You can use it. What's the problem? What's the kasha l'maychos? So we see from our Gemara, a yesoid, in Hilchis, Tumas Kalim, that there are two halachas. And perhaps, I know Rab Chaim al-Rambam brings down these two halachas. He doesn't mention this, there are Taisvis, but perhaps we can apply what Rab Chaim says to our Taisvis. Rab Chaim says there are two dinim by Kalim in order to be Mekabel Tumah. Halacha number one, this is Rab Chaim Perek Yud, halacha tesvov Melchus Kalim. There's one halacha that it has to have a shame Kali. In order for it to be Kabbalah, it has to have a shame keli. There's another halacha, it has to be a clean maise. That means this keli has to have a function. These two halachas are necessary in order for it to be Mekabotum. Fakert, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you have a tabas shel behemah, so it's a clean maisa, not for an adam, it's for a behemoth, so it's not mekabel tumah. Even though it has a shame keli, it does, it has to be oimid l'shimush adam. So there are two halachas. It has to have a shame keli, and it has to be a clean maisa, a keli that has a function. It's functioning. So it could be, these are the two inyonim which our sugya is speaking about. This one inyon has to have a shame mita. It has to have a shame mita. So if the parts are not all here, so it's ice meter. There's no meter here. They stole Naruche. So it's ice meter. This is a sideboard. This is a headboard. But there's no meter here. So finished. A sideboard is not a keli. A meter is a keli. So that's Rav Nechemia's Ashtik Teire. Rav Nechemia says, but listen, if all the parts are here, it's aimed to be put together. So this is a meter. These are here. So it has a shame meter. All the protim have a shame meter, because this is part of a meter, and it's able to put together, here's a shame meter. But that's one thing. But now there's another problem. Good, here's a shame meter, a shame keli. But you need a clean mice, it has to have some shimush, some use. It has to have some function. Shamus is very good, but now it's not functioning. It can't function now. So Tzadmo says, no, an arucho, can also function. You'll brace it against the wall and you'll take some rope. It can function. So there are two distinct halachas which are necessary in order to say that this aruch is mekabel tum. So Taisvis took care of the shemite, and the Gemara took care of the kli maisa the kechelet, that it has to function. So it has a function. This aruch, the sideboard, has a function. Taisvis brings a mission in Kalim. Kra, a foot of a beetle. Shahoy sotmeya medres, that had a tumis medres. Vechi brolemitom. And he attached this foot to a bed. Kulotmeya, this is the Rosh Hashanah's Gilsa, so the whole bed is tummy. And here we're speaking about, this is a toyer dike bed. It's not the foot of that bed. There was a foot that became tummy. And now you attach it to a meter. That becomes a foot of a meter. Is kula tomei. So what's the lumbus kula tomei? There's a very interesting halacha that if it becomes one unit and the foot is tomei, and this is one big unit, the foot and the rest of the bed, so kula tomei. So it's not a din of kabbalas tomei. It becomes one. It becomes one with the foot, so the whole thing becomes another tomei. Pirsho, what happens now? He took away the cry, took away the food. he tmeya medras. So the food again is tmeya medras. That's what it was before. Vamita maga medras. Now the mita is not touching anymore. It's not it's not one piece with the food. So vamita met maga medras. Alme dekra lechudei tome. So now Taisa says a meridik problem over here. Taisus found a mission in Kalim that a foot is tamei. It remains tamei, and then you attach it to a meter, the whole meter becomes tamei, you take it away from the meter, so it's a magatum. One foot has tuma on it. So Taisus says, Amoyradikikash, how does this stim with our sugya? How does this stim? Our sugya says you need, it has to be chazi. And here my says a foot is also good. A foot is not chosi for anything. So Taisva says, Hainu la'acher shechibroi lemito choyze letumo yishono afilu bemito tohoiro. Avol koz man shloi chibroi tohoiro afo pi shepirish mi mito tmeyo. So Taisva says now, ashtik toire, the goin in Kalim does not like this, but al kaponim, this is what Taisva says. Taisva says that, listen, our sugya says that if you hear, let's say the way we explained it, that there's a loch in Kabbalah's tumah, or in tumah it has to be a kli mais. It has to have some use now. If it doesn't have any use now, it is not tumah. It can be mekabel tumah, and if it has tumah, the tumah, it's not tumah now, because it's not a kli mais. Now, this halacha that it is not tumah means that ba'ashel hu shom, since it's now not a kli mais, It's not tome. The tume is here bekoyach. That means if it will become better, when it will become a kli maise, so then the tume will come back. That means in order for the tume to be chal bepoyel on this aver of the mita, it has to be now a kli maise. So, but if it's not a kli maisa now, so now it's toil. But the minute you'll attach it to a meter, so now it became a kli maisa, now that's part again of the meter. So now the tume yishona, the old tume comes back, and kozman it's attached to this new meter, the whole meter is tome, you'll take it away, so the meter la maisa is a maget tome medras. That's what Taisva says. So now we will see the Taisus is telling us two hagdoras. Taisus was said before, we mentioned there are two halachas. There's one halacha has to have a shame meter, and another halacha has to be a kli mais, it has to have a shimush now. Now from the end of Taisus we see that if it is not a kli mais now, it doesn't lose the tumah. The tumah bekoyach is here, potentially it's here, but ba'asher u'sham, there's no tumah there. But it'll be chayza v'niyah when it will become a kli ma'isa. Legabi, the first halacha we had said, that has to have a shem mitah. That vaistais, if it doesn't have a shem mitah, becomes toya legamri. Why? Because tais is brought down before, nignevo chetzya sha'ovda chetzya tahayra hechziru ha, what if it's put back together? So here we see if it lost the shem mita, that's a tahara. That's called a sheva keli. If it lost the shem mita, because the parts were not oimed to be put together, so that's toil. Mikabelis tuma mikano lahaba, but the old tuma, forget about it. The old tuma is gone and forgotten, because that is called that became ois mita. If the parts are not aimed to be with it's ois meter, so that's a tara. I broke the meter. You put it back together, so now I have a new meter. But the old meter is non-existent. That is in the halacha of the shem keli. In the halacha of kli maise, that it has to have a function, that is the tnai in Kabbalah's tumah, because when it doesn't function, it's garnish with garnish, but it is not a tahara. That means basheru shom, there's no tumah on it. It'll become a kli maise since the shemitah was never nifka mimenu. So memele, it'll be the tume yeshana will be chayza v'niyah. Mite metamas chavila. Now we had the Gemara brought down a Mishnah, a machlokes, a bileza, and a chachamim. Mishnehi perik yudches the kalim. Umetames chavila. So Rabbi Leza holds a mita is mekabel tume when it's together. When all the parts are together, then it's mekabel tume. Kshimichu beres yachad. Avol nisparko eiver eiver. Eine mekabelas tume. If it's nisparko eiver eiver, eine mekabelas tume. Afilu biktzore shteikarayim. It's not mekabel tum. Umikol mokim, moide Rabbi Eleza, sheim nisparko v'chozar v'chibro, that if it was taken apart, you put it back together, choizeres litumoso. So Rabbi Eleza holds, so akolchoch we are speaking about the Godol and Mishnayi says, the Yisrainer and the end of the Masechta Skel and Perikit Ches, the Yisrainer says we are speaking about akolchoch that all the parts were here. Because again, if the parts weren't here, Taisu says when you put it back together, it won't be choizel litumoso yishona. Kabbalah tuma mikana lahabit. All the parts are here. And the Rabbi Lezer holds that even though all the parts are here, the minute you take it apart, there's no tumah on it. There's no tumah on it. Maybe because of Elton Klimaise, and he doesn't hold of this eitze of a batlonish mechozilis mechino agude. Rabbi Lezer holds, if it's taken apart, there's no tumah on it now. But, im b'moide Rabbi Lezer, she'im nispalke v'choza v'chibro, chezeres l'tumoso. Kidikoma, because it says, umetaheres chavila, im tmeya hi, ein tvila oila loi vorim evorim, ela misakna umatvila. Rabbi Lezer said, if it was tome, and you took it apart, so you can't table it while it's apart, because while it's apart, the tume is not on it then. But there's no tume on it. So you have to put it back together, then the old tume comes back again, and then you can be metaired. V'chachomim oimrim, metame eivorim. That it could be metames eivorim, even though the mita is not put together, you only have parts of the mita. In kidemasik, how is it possible to be metame? Barucho shteikreel, if you have one sideboard with 2 feet, so that is some sort of a shimush, so then it's mekabel tume, and it's metayer, and this matzah. Kain, Riyata de Masnisen de Kalem Lachaira. That's Chaira Yelom Pshat in the Mishnah in Kalem. Avol beteisefte de Kalem. Taisu says, when you look in the Tesefte, Loimash Mehochi. The Tesefte seems learned a completely different Pshat in this Mishnah. And so let's forget about what we learned till now. But we just have to figure out what the Tesefta says, and then we'll see what Shaychus says with our sugya. The Sanya, the Tesefta says as follows. But let's just say in the Vainik, the Mishnah, and then we'll see it in Taisus, Tachsim will come out a little clearer. L'fiya Emes, the Tesefta learned Pshat as follows. Number one, the Tesefta learned that a kra, this didn't what we had mentioned before, that you need a, that the part should be usable, that the Tesefta did not hold of this at all. There's no such thing. You'll have a foot of a meter, it's mekabel tume. The pshat I'm telling is from the Yisrael. You have a foot of a meter, it's also, it's tome, it's mekabel tume, no problem. What is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim? Gor interessante machloikis. The machloikis is as follows. What happens if you have a foot attached to a ktzore or an aluche? So you have 2 parts over here. You have 2 parts. You don't have a complete meter. You have here 2 parts. So the Mishnah declares such a shaila. Like this, if you have a complete meter, all parts put together, and let's say a sheretz will touch 1 leg of the meter. So no one will call him that only this leg is tummy. This is one entity that is a dover poshet, when the meat is attached together, and a sheretz will touch one leg of the meat, the whole meat becomes tummy, it's one entity. Now, we hear here, machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, what if you had one leg in one sideboard? Not a meat, it's you have two parts of the meat together. And now a sheretz will touch the leg. What will happen with the sideboard? The leg is tummy. The leg is tummy. The leg is mekabel tumme. What will happen with the sideboard? This is a machloikis between the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar's mito metama chavila. If you have two parts together, it's also metama. You don't need a complete bed. You have a sideboard attached to a regal, and a sheretz will touch the regal, the sideboard will become tummy. It's a set. It's not a complete mito, but it's a set. So this set will also, so the negiyas ha-sheretz to the regal will be metama the sideboard. Another case. What'll be the din if, let's say, if you had the regal was tummy already, and then you attached it to a sideboard, and you want to toivel the regal. So you have a frumish aisle over here. You toivel the regal, the water doesn't surround the whole regal, because now the sideboard is pushed into it. So it's a chatzitze. Meteheres chavila. No, now that it became one entity with the aruchas amita, it's one thing. It's not a chatzitze. It became now one thing. You tabled it. The tefillah helps the way it is. It becomes a chavila, becomes one thing. Metame chavila, metaya chavila. The chachamim hold. No. Listen, if it's a bed, then I'll buy that. So it's called, it's all parts of one big keli. So then the sheretz touches the regal, the whole bed is tummy. The whole bed is tummy, you table the whole bed. You don't have to look, this parts of the bed that water doesn't come to, because, it's, the aruche is mechasa, the krat. There's no such thing. It's one big, like a gavuch I once saw, Zaitigazar, that someone wants to table a thermos bottle, so you should not take out the insert and table the insert, because that's what really needs tefillah. The outside covering is not as a garnish, but garnish. So someone will be very flum and will say, if I count, the insert needs tefillah. So if I table the thermos bottle like this, the outside of the insert doesn't need tefillah. It doesn't get tefillah because it's blocked off with the outside of the thermos bottle. So I'll be very flum and I'll take out the insert and table that. So I said, no, you don't, you're not table a thermos bottle like that. You table the thermos bottle the way it is used. It is used with an outside covering. That's how you table it. Finished. So, the Chachamim hold, that if you have a complete bed, so it's one entity, so then, it's so then you put the whole mitzvah in the mikvah, you mitzvah the mitzvah, then there's no shailas of chatzitza. But if it's only parts, you have two parts together, that's garnished. That then one part is a chatzitza on the other part. That is how the Tosefta learned pshat in this machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Now we'll see Tosfos in the Veinik. Abba but Tosefta the Kalim. Le mashma hochi, v'sanye, keitzad, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Kra, shepirsho mina arucho im haktzore. Let's say that you had one foot that separated itself, was attached, the aruch and the ktzore. The Perishchai is a very nice picture, so you understand what that means. Pirsho mina arucho im haktzore. That means before the kra was attached to the ktzora and the aruche, it separated itself from the aruche. Now it's together with the ktzora. Rabbi Elazar Omer hareza chibo. So Rabbi Elazar says this is called one. Ve'im hi tvila, so v'meile, so it's called one unit. So if a sheretz will touch it, the sheretz will touch the kra, the aruche, the ktzora will become tummy. Ve'im hi tvila, eino chetzetzes. And if he was matvul, both together, einach etzetzes, v'chachamim oimrim, einay chibo, it's not called a chibo, v'im itvilo, chetzetzes. L'fishites atei sefte, hochi pirushi demas nisen, umetames chavilo, that Rabbi Lezol zechishem kshekulo shleimom. Just like when the mita is complete, it's all parts are together. In nitma echad me evareo. If one of the parts of the mita became tomei, nitme iskulo, the whole mita becomes tomei. So Rabbi Lezol kachnamik shepirish akra min arucha veimedes imakzora. So if you have a kra that's attached to Aktsore, Chiburu, it's also called one. Vim nitmeis hakra, nitmeis Aktsore, if the regal became Tomei, so the Aktsore becomes Tomei with it. Vahainu diktoni b'tesefta Rabbi Lezoi, mareize Chibur. That's what it says. Metame mechavila, it says in the Mishnah, tesefta says, what does that mean, hareize Chibur? It's called, they're attached, they're called one unit, that the Negiya sheretz to the regal, and if he was toivel the krav together with the ktsore, ain't a ktsore chaytzetze soler, the ktsore is not called a chatzitze, ki heichet lechaytze b'matvel es ha-shleim, just like when you have a complete mita, so the parts are not considered a chatzitze one to the other. So here also, if you have two parts together, it's also not a chatzitze one to the other. V'chachomim oimrim mitame ivorim v'loi chavilom. It's only the ivorim, each part is a different entity. V'im nitmei sakra, if the regal became tomei, hitmei v'loi ktsora. So this is tomei, the ktsora is not tomei. V'eino chibur kishleim. It's not considered one unit, as a whole meat is considered one unit. Behainu zediktoni, but Tesefta, that's what the Tesefta explains. It's that he says ein achibo. Metares evorim means each evor mitzad atzmoi is an entity b'fnei atzmoi. They're not considered achibo, so you have to be metair each evor bazunda. Metares avorim umatvil akra b'fnei atzmo v'loy chavil akra maktzor. You don't. Yeah, shaktzor chaytzetzus oleo. This is not like a shleim, but a matzal mit a shleim afopi shalei pirka tahoyram. This is how the Tesefta learned pshat. Now, according to this Tesefta, let us just know one thing, that Taisus before he had a problem, that Taisus had a mission of Odes Namosam kra shahoysa tmeya medres vechibro lemita. So they said the problem, this kra is tomei. How is a kra tomei? It's a psahos tira with our sugya. So they says, a hostik tira, taka now it's not tomei, but it's chayzo tomei yeshone. That was Emerson according to our sugya. Our sugya, the Yisrein Eir says, amoyre de kezach. He says, if you look in the Tesefta, there's a machloikis in the Tesefta, what is pshat in this Mishnah? Taisa says two pshatim in this Mishnah. There's a Rab Shimon and there's Rebbe. Rab Shimon learned pshat in this Mishnah like the second pshat in the Tesefta. Rebbe learned pshat in the Mishnah like the first pshat of Taisa. So to Yisrael Oyer, our whole sigya is going according to Rebbe. Kedomar Rab Chanan Omar Rebbe. Our sigya is going according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, so now we have Yesoides, there's a din that it has to have a Shem Mita Allah, it has to be a Kli Shimush, and so our sugi is going, so according to Rebbe, so how could Aruchas Vamita be Mekabel Tome? So we have it, it's Aruchas Teikreo, Lamaichosi, our whole sugi is going according to Rebbe. Einachanami, according to the Tesefta, Rab Shimon and the Tesefta, he doesn't have any problem whatsoever. According to this Tesefta, there's no such thing. You see, an Eva is also Mekabel Tumet. Metamis Evorim. One Eva is Mekabel. There's a Shail is, if you have two Evorim attached together, if the Tumet and the Gi of Tumet are one is Metamah the other, but Evorim and Sicha Mekabel Tumet. So this is Bemisin HaMachloikis in the Tesefta, what Pshat is in Mita Metamis Chavila. And Dachsach Mir, the Yisran Oyer learns that according to this Tesefta, that what the Gemara says, Lamai Chozi, that means we're saying Pshat according to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, that there's such a thing as a chavila, two parts together, but these two parts have to have some sort of shimush to make them two parts, to make them one. Metama chavila. That means in Yisod, any part is mekabel tumen. But this din of metame chavila, that if a sheretz touch one part, the other thing becomes tumen, they have to have something that, with both of them together, there's some sort of a unit, they can accomplish something. That is this taisis. Umetaheres chavila, mashme, nah, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah that you have a meter, whatever pshat the Mishnah is, now let's learn the Poshtu Pshat in the Mishnah, that the whole bed, if it's that way, Rashi Pshat, if you put the whole bed into the mikveh, it's toil. Mashme, so it seems from this Mishnah, the Pshute Kli Eitz Tmeim, if you have Pshute Kli Eitz, which became Tomei, Kigoin, Mite, the Chosi Limedresis, now like this, let's just give one Hakdome. In Hilchis Tumis Kli Eitz, there are two tnoim. If it has a base kibble, so then the aloch is, it's a mekabel tumah from a sheretz and a mace and halagutah zach. That's a kli eitz sheyesh lei base kibble. Pshutei kli eitz, if you have a kli eitz that does not have a base kibble, it's a dova, you have a flat board or something similar to that, so then the din is, it's only metama tumas medras. That means if someone lies on it, it's oimed to be used, or akfaker, but we have this mitah, it seems is pshutei kli eitz. That's what it is called. Okay, it's a shtikel hor. You have to know the way, upon the way the Perish Chai makes the pictures, we have nice holes in the kroim. Maybe the kroim is not pshutei, maybe the kroim tak is not pshutei kli eitz. The kroim tak has a base kibble. That holds the aruches, but the aruches don't have a base kibble. So the aruches are pshutei kli eitz, the ktsoros are pshutei kli eitz. And it says you toivel it. So we see from this Mishnah that you can toivel pshutei kli eitz. Now what's the big deal? Why not? Because we'll see at the end of Tosfos, in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about tvilas kli eitz, the Torah is speaking about a kli eitz sheyesh lo beis kibul. That's what the Torah. So memele, so Tosfos found the gold mine, that it says in the Mishnah that pshutei kli eitz also passed tvilas. Mashme the pshutei kli eitz tmeim. Pshutikli eitz, which became tomei, kigoin, mita the chosila medresis, islu tara b'mikve. That is a tara b'mikve. Boho de mashme perika b'kive de mapetz ein lo tara b'mikve. The Gemara says a mapetz, which is a mat, does not have a tara b'mikve. So Tosfos understood why not, because it's a pshutikli eitz, it doesn't have a base kibble. Oimer rabbeinu tam tohosom b'shel shipe v'shel gemi. That's speaking about a mat that is made out of types of reeds. It's not eitz. So the reason it doesn't have tara b'mikveh is not because it's a kli poshut, because reeds don't have tara b'mikveh. That's the reason. The materials don't have tara b'mikveh. But if you would have, we'll see, if you'd have a mat which is made out of eitz, so then takel b'yesh lo tara b'mikveh. Behold, I'm reading per ketzad horegel, gabi mapitz, the kamaisi lo, bein letumis erev, bein letumis shivet. There it says that a mapitz also a mat, that it's mekabel tumis erev, and it's mekabel tumis shivet. The mashme, let's see, it was a noyel amei, so it's tomi tumis shivet. The mashme, sheyesh lo tara la'acha shivet. So Tumashiva means it's Tomei for 7 days. After 7 days it can be Metairet. So we see a Mappet does have Tara B'mik. The Afilu Bonu L'Foresh, Afilu will be Matrik, that the Ledin Tumashiva come. It doesn't mean it's only Tomei for 7 days. It has the Chaymer of Tumashiva, Kloima Liyais Ava Tume. It could become an Ava Tume. Mishim Dein L'Chodova HaTomei Tumashiva Elim Keino Ava Tume. Mikol mokim, I less lay tare b'mikve, and yochel yosis avatum, and k'demuch rubishule eirebim. The Gemara says that something cannot become an avatum if it doesn't have tare b'mikve. Al koponim, so we have a problem now. Tosfos brought a Gemara in Shabbos, and a mapitz, a mat, is not mekabel, does not have tare b'mikve. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that a mapitz, a mat, does have tara b'mikveh. Either from the pashtus of the Gemara, it says it's tomei tumeshiveh, tell me 7 days, so basically she could be metayret, or that gufa, that it's an avatume, so a koch has to have tare b'mikveh. So how do these two gemara stim? Ela tzorich loyma, dahi bereise de mapetz b'meis minayin, mashma de mairelei b'chol mapetz. They're speaking about all types of mats. Bein bishel eitz, sai a mapetz made out of eitz, kegoin machzela shel kanim, bein bishel shipa v'gemi. So memele, so that mapetz take, a mapetz of eitz, speaking about all, sai a mapetz of eitz, sai a mapetz of gemi. So memele, a mapetz of eitz can become an avatume, a mapetz shel eitz can have tume shiva, a mapetz shel eitz es tara b'mikve. But it's also speaking about a mapet shel gemi. V'daikin and perikam arabeki v'mi mapet shel shiva v'gemi. That's ein loy tara b'mikve. V'perikets adaregel daikin and mi mapet shel eitz. That is an avatum and it's to meshiva and it does have tara b'mikve. So now Tosfos brings down what was really shver. V'hode islu l'pshutekli eitz tara b'mikve. That what pshuta kli eitz do have tara b'mikve. Aval gav de kro de bamayim yuvo de besayf parsha shmini ksiv gabi mekabli kli eitz. The whole parsha that speaks about tvilas kli eitz speaks about a kli eitz that has a base kibble. The ksiv, because the pasuk says mikol kli eitz oy beged oy oyer oy sak, and we'll see where makish. Eitz to sak, masak metal to moli v'reikam, af eitz metal to moli v'reikam. So memele, so we see that the parsha of tahare b'mikve was only mentioned a kli eitz sheyesh le beis kibul. So Taisha says that is true. Aber mikoma kenafkala me idach kro. There's another pasuk. Tachsiv b'parshas midyon kol maise izim. V'chol kli eitz tischato. There doesn't say sak. There it says ma'ase izim. Lekel meima ma ma'ase izim metaltol moli v'reikam. Ma'ase izim is something that's made out of the hair of goats. Leishach lemidr shochi ala gabi sak. If it mentioned a sak, so then you're right. The sak is the she'en dach la'soise el moli v'reikam shosi losses by ma'soise. A sak is used to put things inside. Kedachsiv, belahoshiv, kaspeyim, ish, el sakoi. A sak is used, it's a base kibble. Masha enkein, famazay, it says maise izim, you could have a beged, that is maise izim, a blanket of some sort. So al kaponim, there it's not muchet that it needs to have a base kibble. So al kaponim, Sotaisva says that, So we learn out from this posik that the sadin tara b'mikve by pshute kli eitz from this posik. Let us go a little further. Gufa omar rab ami b'altiv yumi, sichecho bivloi kelim. The person was mesachech bivloi kelim, that again means shmatis. Shmate is a dovo, kereva shmata, linen shmata, that's yeitze gedule yoretz. It grows, and the linen is mekabel tumah. But bivloi kelim, what happens if these are shmatis now? They don't have the sheer kabbalas tumah. So it's a minatayr. It's kosher l'sachech. Midrabbanon it's psula. It's possible because Rabbanon were geizer, since this shmate comes from a beged which once was mekabel tumah. So Chazal pasul the midrabbanon. My beloy kelim, Omar Abaye matlonios shmata she'ein bem sholish al sholish. It does not have three etzbois by three etzbois, and if it doesn't have this minimum shear, the loychosian loy la aniyim beloy la ashirim. It's no one can use it. There's no use whatsoever, so it doesn't have a teres beg. Tanya kibosid rabami b'artavumi machzela shel shipa v'shel gemi. A mat of sheepish algemi, shireho. Af alpi shenifchisu mikshiuro, if it's something is left over, it doesn't have the sheer machzeles, ein misachich in bohem, you're not permitted to be misachich, because it once came from a keli that had a sheer kabbalas tume, and so therefore Chazal passed it lesachich, midrabonim. Machzeles akanim gdoilo, misachichimbo. this large machzelas was not aimed to sleep on, it's aimed lesichuch, so it's not mekabel tume. Ktano ein mesachichim bo. A machzelas ktane is aimed for shrive, so it's ein mesachichim bo. Aber as aima, if he mekabel es tume ve mesachichim bo, he's chelik, he's going on a gdoyla l'chayra. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shireo kegoy nifchasov nishtayabo, avo bishapchusa achsho bikishil etume, this nam apatshi shalshisha, em esachem oyo omikli kosi, it comes from a keili, but chilos oisim ekabelas tumis, mishka vazov anide, so memele, so it's posel esachem. Gdoyle mesachem bo, the lav keili yu, the stomel esicho. Let us just see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Leichozi, Loila Niyim, Veloila Ashirim. So the Gvora says that if it's less than three, it's boys, by three, it's boys. It is not Mekabo Tumen. So Taisvis says, Vafilu Chishevalei, what if the Oreman thinks he's going to use it for a beggar? Listen, beggars can't be choosers. He'll use this, he has a baguette that's two its boys by two its boys, he's gonna use it. Is butler diet. Because if I stay still, because Agamah says it's for Apshitis, lechosi loilani and loilashir. Paho, the mashme bezvoch and perik tam chatos, the matalis, pruso, misholish al shols, yeheva shmata, which is less than three its boys by three its boys. Mahanyi be machshove. So there the Gemara says, if he wants to use it, he'll be mekabel tumme. Leidomi, the hosom, marshaftoi, nikeres, mitoich, maisov, gedefrishes, perikhovches, the kalim. Now we don't have the taisvis and perikhovches, the kalim. Belchoner wants to say pshat and taisvis as follows. Belchoner wants to say pshat and taisvis, that pshat is like this. If you have a beggar that is less than three its boys, and an oni is thinking he's going to use it, can attrachten von hein bis morgen, but that doesn't give it a teiris kalim. What happens if he goes and he takes this small patch, which is less than three tvachim, and he goes and does a maisa with it? He goes and uses it. He has a hole in his pants and he uses it a patch. So Mamela says, like, after he did this maisa, it's ichem a kabel tumen. But let me tell you a sot. After he made it a patch, it doesn't have a base al base. Now it's considered it's a big beged because it becomes mechuba to the whole beged. But after he did this, he sold it to a beged, so we see that his machshove was not only a machshove, he took a halt of the bay. So memele, so then it's mekabel tumel mafreya. That means from the time he was mechashiv to use it, so if a sheret touched it then, it'll be then be mekabel tumel. That means, yechiach soifai al tchilosai.